In both cases, Attorney General Abbott filed a petition in intervention to block the court's divorce decree. His argument for both is Texas doesn't recognize same-sex marriages. So how can the state legally end a marriage that's not legal in Texas?
It would be granting basically a legal nullity because a divorce is an ending or termination of a valid legal marriage. In this instance, there was no valid legal marriage recognized by the state of Texas. Texas can't have a faulty precedent on the books.
Gay rights advocates say that interpretation is in conflict with the full faith and credit clause of the U.S. Constitution, which essentially says laws of one state should be recognized in another state. Ken Upton is with Lambda Legal, a national law firm that works on sexual orientation civil rights cases.
The way we bind the states together as a nation is it that we agree we're going to give a certain amount of respect to the things that other states do so that people can travel from state to state without a terrible, sometimes unexpected impact.
Chuck Smith says blocking a divorce does have an impact on the people involved. Smith is with Equality Texas, a statewide gay rights advocacy group. He says the couples are simply petitioning for legal help dissolving their marriage. They need to split assets and sometimes decide custody of a child. Legal remedies that are being denied by Texas.
They're not asking Texas, either to give them a marriage license or recognize, quote, a marriage in Texas. What they need to do is to have a legal dissolution document, a divorce, that says this is how we've agreed to divide property, this is how we've agreed to deal with custody of our children, in order for them to be able to move on with their lives.
Both of these divorce cases are now waiting for a ruling on the Attorney General's petition. Whether a divorce is granted or not, one side or the other is likely to appeal the case, which could lead to the Texas Supreme Court, or even the U.S. Supreme Court. Lambda Legal's Ken Upton expects a case to get there sooner or later, but not before the country is ready.
The truth is that the legal world and the social world don't ever get too far one ahead of the other.
Upton says the quickest remedy for same-sex couples could come in the form of federal legislation that mandates uniform marriage laws across the country. That's not something he expects immediately either. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.